heard that pussy for the taking. I heard it got these other niggas going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady, lady. Fuck you till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that ass back, bouquet. Call me and I can get it juicy. I could tell you gone off the doors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Careful, mama, why what you say? You talking to me like your new bae. You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe got her running like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Bust it, why you got it on safety? White girl wasted on brown liquor. I probably shouldn't be around you. Cause you get wild, wild, wild,
wild.
You looking like it's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do.
Hey girl, that's when I told you.
I told you.
Wild, 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 wild. Wild, wild, wild. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild.
When I'm with you, all I get is wild.
What's up? This is Addy on the radio right now.
I smell like farts.
Okay, my friend's talking, but I don't know if you can actually... Quinn, I haven't turned your mic on yet. What's up? This is Addy Wolf, and we're listening to It's Past My Bedtime on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Let me see if I can... I haven't been on the radio in a long, long time, so I gotta figure out how to turn these guys on. Guys, start talking and let me know if I can hear you. Nope, still can't hear you. That's not it.
I can hear yourself, Addy.
You can hear me. No. I can't hear you, though.
No.
If I turn this on, can I hear you now? Someone start talking.
Hello?
Nope, that's not it.
Hello. Wow, this is
please
great
have patience
radio.
With me.
This is great radio. All
I'm going to turn the music up a little bit so you don't just have to listen to me right
all
now.
All two of our listeners are really enjoying this. Wow.
We know Jordan's one of them, so.
They're still listening to something. They can chill out for a second.
This sounds like Fortnite music.
Fortnite, bring back Fortnite.
In what ways is Fortnite music?
You wouldn't know, you're not a gamer girl.
Not a gamer girl.
I know, SMH.
You're hot, gamer girls are the best.
You're keeping your pants, Eric.
I straight up don't remember how to turn you guys on.
There's no way you can turn me on.
It doesn't take much or quit.
I don't know if I can hear you at all.
Triple leg,
that's
all
you
need.
None of these say radio. None of these have your mic on them. I don't remember how to turn your lights on.
Try turning it off and on again.
Yeah, you turn this knob. You press one of these.
Thanks, Eric. Eric just said, try to remember how to turn it off and on again. Wait, actually, Quinn, can you hand me that? I'm gonna turn the music back up and figure out how to put you on.
S-N-O-O-P, Big D-O, old school nigga, 84 El Camino, LBC, no, we love Big D-O, I-E-Y, me and even Bernardino.
Strictly for the weather, women, and the weed. Sticky green, no seeds, bitch, please. Papa ain't soft, dead up in the hood. Ain't no love lost.
Y'all know I'm from the West, I'm the king to be exact. You better holler at me when you need that chronic sack. I got it all, one call, no star, on the ball. Winter, spring, summer, fall, listen to me, holler at you, dog. Words of a clever, forever multiply. Birds of a feather, preparing on the fly. Perfection, selection, this is a B-I-G-D-P-G-C connection.
I'ma spell my name one more time, check it. It's the N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S. You just lay down slow, sipping on booze in the house of blues.
What it do?
Like
two different views on your window ledge. Coffee is gone cold, it's like time froze. There you go, wishing, floating down, I'm wishing. It's like I'm always causing problems, causing hell. I didn't mean to put you through this, I could tell. We gonna sweep this under the carpet. To make it all right for us. I promise to build a new world for us two, with you in the middle.
Wow, guys, I know you've been waiting for a while, but let's let Eric speak. He's built up a long, he was thinking about it, and he thought of a long speech to thank everybody.
I'm talking right now, I'm going to introduce, I'm not even on right now. Let me introduce myself again. This is Addie Wolf, and you're listening to 91.5 MFO, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Specifically, the DJ show name is It's Past My Bedtime, which it absolutely is, and I have on with me Griffin, Eric, and Quinn. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves so they know your voices?
I don't have a last name.
I'm not going to give you a last name because people will stalk you.
What's up, guys?
To all five of you listeners, thank you.
Someone had to come in here to tell me how to turn their mics on. I haven't done this since the fall. Straight up don't remember how to do it.
Hey, body.
Baddy ass mofo. Follow me on Finsta.
I can't hear you in the headphones.
You can't? You should be able to. I'm on.
Griffin's like, you know when like you're playing with your younger brother and you give him like the fake control that's not plugged in? That's what we did to Griffin, actually.
Wait, can you guys not hear me in your headphones?
No, I can hear you. Like, sadly, I can hear you. As much as...
Is mine plugged in?
Yours is definitely in right now.
I can't hear Griffin, actually.
Check your... Is this on?
Okay, you guys don't know how to do the board.
Shit, that's loud.
You're in?
Yeah,
oh,
so
I
did
it. You're in.
I did
okay.
I fixed it. I'm IT. I did comp 11. I got a B-, so let's go, baby.
Comp 11, baby.
Let's go.
Try comp 15. I'm telling you.
Baby, yeah,
shout out to the chick who just came in here and taught me how to do the radio again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, reminder, guys.
Eric's been keeping this quiet, but he wants to know your number, and he would love to get Boston Burger with you for
dude,
dinner
Boston
tomorrow
Burger,
night.
People sleep on Boston Burger. It's so good.
People the sleep there. They take naps there.
Okay, I sleep there. Okay, don't fucking.
Only after the 420 burger do you sleep there. Otherwise, otherwise you're lame.
That's true.
That's the only thing that's that can legitimately put you out.
Thank you for not calling me lame.
I've had a segment idea.
Yeah.
And I just want to run it past everyone. Do your best animal impression.
Who just wants to do an animal impression? Wait.
All right, mine's. A squawking bird, also affectionately known as Jordan Isaacs. It goes a little something like,
Quinn, so, people are trying to go to bed right now.
On this TV show, we have a new segment called bullying. Quinn just insults
Eric,
people.
You're a loser.
I don't know my best animal impression. I feel like it would have to be a wolf. I've just done this as a joke so many times in my life.
That's so funny, because your last name is Wolf. That's so...
Don't expose me, asshole.
Her last name is Wolf with two Fs.
Yeah, there you go.
Recipe for stalkers, right?
Griffin, what's your best animal impression? Let's see it.
Are we some breaking moves right now?
Breaking moves?
Breaking moves. Give me the cow sound. All right, breaking moves. There we go.
All right, TV pitch idea. Breaking Bad, but instead of...
cows.
Crack. It's just cows.
No.
Breaking cows?
Tinder, they sell milk.
That's Tinder, it. But for, like, crack dealers.
Tipping cows. How about tipping cows?
Are you kidding me?
Wow, how rude is that?
I know. Liz just tried to FaceTime me.
Speaking of
no
Tinder.
Way. I told her to text me.
Tinder for the tender souls?
Tinder for the tender souls. Let's go. Griffin, you head the way. Sorry. Liz keeps trying to FaceTime me. Liz,
said,
I'm literally on the radio. I can't talk
said,
to you right now.
I said Timber. Griffin, I said Timber for the tender. It's like Pitbull themed.
Okay,
it's Timber for the... No, I'm kidding. That was a bad joke. Let's go on to your segment.
Well, because Liz keeps trying to call in.
No, she's trying to call my phone. She's not calling in. If she called in, I would pick up.
She'll be the first subject. The first victim, if you will.
Okay. Propose a Tinder profile for us to review. All right.
Red hair.
Name Liz. Facial structure.
Neanderthal.
Swipe right. Do it.
If her name is Liz, that means she's a badass bitch.
This is a kid show.
Oh, you cannot say that.
All right.
It's past 10 p.m.
You can't
10
say
PM.
Bad. You're not allowed to say bad. Right.
Positive vibes only.
Go down and describe a word for Liz. I'm going to say strong.
Oh, yeah. Let's just...
That's... No, absolutely. She defended her boyfriend from an actual assaulter.
Strong woman.
I would...
Strong woman.
I would say... Liz.
Liz, I'm going to be real here. Liz is a badass.
Guys,
bitch.
This is a really boring topic because no one knows what we're talking about. Griffin proposed somebody that we don't know.
This is a random person named Liz. I've never met before.
All right, describe her. She's strong.
She listens to a lot of classic
is
rock.
Is this thing on?
She's really about herself, which can be a turn off or a turn on, depending on the
really about herself.
Person. Yeah.
Hey, Eric, let's talk NBA playoffs.
Yeah, so we got...
Guys, right, actually, so. I'm turning on the music. Shut up.
What up, world? It's your boy. Just one of the guys down here. Well, I could be more specific. I'm a human. And just wanted to, you know, for the sake of all of us earthlings out there, just wanted to say...
right. Hello. Now, this next segment. Also, shout out to Lil Dicky. Great song. Next segment is Grindr for the Gentle Souls.
No, it's Who'd You Freaky Friday with? My own original idea.
It is.
I came up with this all on
Quinn
my own.
Yeah, Quinn came up with that idea. No, he's so smart. You know how funny Quinn is?
No, thank you.
That was really good. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Eric Britt. I'm not taking credit for it whatsoever.
Everybody, look up Eric Britt on Facebook. He's got a very cute profile photo.
Eric.Britt@sexyman.com.
Eric is actually 16 in all of his recent pictures.
Eric's actually 6'2", so...
thank God you can't see what he's turned into.
Ladies,
hit him up.
Okay, Quinn, start us off. Freaky Friday. Who would you Freaky Friday with?
My first choice probably be, I don't know, you know, probably Martin Garrix, actually.
Yeah.
Really?
Where's he been? No, that's a really good one. That guy, he was 17. He became a major DJ in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Animals. That's all he did.
He was 17 years old.
He was 17 when he did Animals?
That's sick.
He was 17 when he did
Animals. He's only 21. He's 21 right now. He's still super young. He has the coolest life. He's private jets everywhere. He makes sick music. I love Martin Garrix. I would choose Martin Garrix. That is a really good one.
That's a really good one. Oh, yeah. Someone's calling. Wait, guys, keep talking.
How about those NBA playoffs?
So who's in? So Celtics, they're gone. I'm sorry, Boston fans are gone. We got the Bucks.
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Griffin Saul.
So we got Bucks.
Yeah.
Houston and Golden. I think it's up
so
Golden.
So Golden's 3-2. KD's gone. He's Achilles.
No,
he pulled his calf.
Okay.
But he's out for the rest of the series.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Daddy, damn. You just hung up on me.
So that's the West. West is KD, or West is Golden State.
Blazers Nuggets are going to Game
Blazers,
7.
Blazers Nuggets.
Game 7 will be played in 2 days.
Who's in the East? It's
Bucks Raptors. Raptors.
You guys, stop talking about basketball. Eric, who would you Freaky Friday with?
Okay, so I was thinking about this. We were just talking about basketball. I'm thinking Charles Barkley. Low-key, Charles Barkley.
He's pretty fat, though. I mean, then again, you don't clearly don't
so
have a problem
I fit
with that.
Quinn, you're fat.
So I'm
Quinn
saying,
is the skinniest
let's
person
play
I know.
Gym. When's the last time Quinn went to the gym? Everyone take a guess.
Guys, guess it's upwards of 2 years.
This morning.
Let's see. Take a guess.
Yeah.
This morning, three years, go up higher.
4 years, up higher.
I was there this morning. Did not see you. Good.
Yeah, I was in the sauna.
Did someone say never? You got it. Bing, bing. Let's go.
Okay, Eric. Let's get serious. Come on. Who'd you Freaky Friday with?
Okay, I was serious when I said Charles Barkley. I think that'd be pretty chill.
That's actually a really good one.
You're an all-star. You're like chilling. You get to chill inside the
but
NBA.
If you're choosing a basketball player, you choose Charles Barkley, who's never won an NBA championship.
Okay, but
like,
he's
I would
chilling.
Take Shaq over him because they're both fat and funny.
Okay,
the
but Shaq
answer is both clearly Anne Hathaway.
Why Anne Hathaway?
Like the actress?
Have you seen Les Mis?
I've not seen Les Mis, actually.
The thing about if you're going to choose a hot actress, choose one that everyone thinks is hot because
Anne Hathaway is beautiful.
She's really hot. Okay, if you ask one out of two people, one person will say she's gorgeous and the other one will say she's butt ugly.
She's from New Jersey, baby.
I would rather be someone. If you're gonna be a hot actress,
Portman,
Natalie Portman, easy. She is
beautiful.
Phenomenal. She's also a very good actress.
Beautiful. She's so talented.
And she's Jewish. So there you go. You can stick to your faith. If I could freak you, she's Jewish.
Damn. What?
I would never have known that.
Shocking news.
She looks very WASP-y.
Breaking news, guys. Yeah. As first reported by It's Past My Bedtime, Natalie Portman is Jewish.
Really?
No one knew that before.
No, just
Amari Stoudemire, also apparently Jewish.
Stoudemire.
Paul, how many people in this room are Jewish?
Hi, Adi.
Okay, Quinn, I'm half raising my hand. Quinn is, no, he's not. He's 46% raising his hand.
I'm Jewish.
Quinn is 46% raising his hand.
Half out of the four people here are Jewish.
It's not bad.
Okay. That's about the population at Tufts, maybe a little bit less.
Yeah.
So
it's like 15-20% at Tufts.
Wait, you guys haven't even asked me who my Freaky Friday
is. I was really about to ask you that, but then you asked who
Justin
was Jewish.
Timberlake.
Really?
Easy.
Why?
That's a good one. Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Explain the thought process behind your decision.
There is nothing about him that is not good.
He's a sexy man.
He's incredibly talented.
He's a ginger.
He's not.
No, he's ginger.
No, he's not.
Embrace debate. He's ginger.
He's not ginger, but he is a good actor. He was a Disney actor that lasted.
What Disney movie? What Disney movie was
he? Dude, he was on Barney.
No, he was not.
He was straight up. He's been on Disney since he was like 10 years old.
Attached, right? Was he in No Strings Attached or Friends with Benefits?
He was with he was on Friends with Benefits. He's a good actor. He's funny.
Great singer.
He can be self-deprecating. That
he's
is so why funny. He's
can
one of the only.
How they made the same movie with just different people though.
At the same time.
Yeah, the exact
same. At
the
same time.
Like he's a complete package.
Not even gonna lie to you, I like No Strings Attached a lot better than I like Friends with Benefits.
Because Ashton Kutcher is just a little bit better.
Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman, they had really good chemistry. I kind of think that Mila Kunis is a little bit annoying.
That's a lukewarm take.
It's a hot take.
Addy, how about this? Give up one. Okay, ready? Out of Netflix shows, Friends,
gone,
The Office.
Gone.
Friends is
gone.
Okay,
Friends
let
is
me
gone.
Finish. Let me finish.
No, it doesn't matter what other.
I don't like that show.
The Office, Parks and Rec, Kim's Convenience.
I'm marrying Kim's Convenience.
Right.
Yeah, go off.
The Office, Friends, or BoJack Horseman.
And Kim's Convenience is
Friends,
staying.
And guys, Friends
Let's
every
go,
time.
Baby.
I don't
Friends
even have to watch
awful.
The fourth show. I don't like Friends.
Friends is awful.
I think Friends is so boring.
It's not that bad.
It's so boring.
Hey, it's all not right. that great, but
Confession,
like,
I've never
like,
watched Friends all the way through. I've never watched Friends.
Confession, I've watched like two episodes of Friends and couldn't stand it.
Same. Kim's,
I hate laugh tracks.
Have you seen two episodes of Kim's Convenience, though? Okay, hear me out. Kim's Convenience, great show, diverse cast. Casting
diverse. It's not really diverse though.
Well, it's not diverse, but it's diverse from like The Office and like.
Well, it's not just all white people. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, they have a pretty diverse cast. Like besides the main Kim family, they have a very because Toronto's a very diverse city. It's
that
one of the
true.
Best.
That's true.
Toronto has the
that
largest
true.
Asian population outside of Asia.
It does.
No way.
Wow.
I would think maybe LA or San Francisco.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
Look, why are they all going to Toronto?
A lot of Cantonese population goes to Toronto.
I have a new segment idea if people want to. And let's. Spoil popular culture movies. So start with Avengers Endgame.
No, we're not doing that.
Wait, Quinn,
did you see it?
Yeah, I saw
it.
Addy.
You haven't seen it yet?
I have not seen it yet.
Wait, everybody dies.
Do you want to spoil Avengers Endgame when we haven't seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Okay. Thor cut his hair.
Thor cut his hair. Whoa.
Something big spoiler.
Thanos?
Actually,
Thor with cut hair? I would get on that. Absolutely. Thor was hot even with long hair, but with short hair.
The movie was really long. 3 hours. I had to pee the whole time, so like I couldn't really.
Spoiler, Quinn had to pee the whole time.
Spoiler, everybody dies. Not a single main character lives. No more Marvel. Marvel's not making. Also, another spoiler, Breaking News. Marvel's not making another movie.
Marvel's done.
They're done.
That's it.
Also, the president of Marvel Studios went to my high school.
Breaking news.
You don't have anything to say.
Oh, he's got that. Breaking news. Play Animals by Martin Garrix.
Okay, I'm going to play it right now.
Look at that segue,
guys.
It's
time for an ad.
My life be like, ooh, ah, yeah, ooh. My life be like, yeah. Low-key and staying candid, reflect on all the things I try my hand at. Search for the equation to persuasions I'm used to. Finding comfort in the zones of clouds and bones I get loose to. A mountain is Fontaine, spinning in monsoon and grinning is high octane. Explosive how I came, rolling down the hills cause life's a hassle. Encircled by my folly like a moat surround a castle. Stay afloat, catch a second wind, thin is the air I breathe. Teary-eyed nose running, wipe the snout on my sleeve. I'm calling on the savior to be all that I need. Please forgive me, my behavior had me lost in light speed.
Sorry, guys. I bumped that song. You guys know how I know that song? Let me tell you how I know that song.
How do you know that song, yeah?
So my second brother of three, he's 28 now. When he was in high school, he went to this school called Episcopal High School in the Nova area.
And what is Nova? Could you elaborate on that
acronym? Northern Virginia.
Villanova?
Nova, he actually went to Villanova for a semester and
hated
it.
Let's go, New Jersey, baby.
He went to Villanova, dropped out, took a semester off, went to Tulane. That was the right call.
Really?
That was the right call.
Did you visit him there? I guess you're too young to be into that scene.
Yeah. I think I was probably 14 when he...
Nah.
No, I was younger. I was younger.
I first went out when I was 11, so no big deal.
Okay, where, that's really cool.
Willie, to the park. You went to the park?
Hey, can you listen to me for a second? So Willie did a religion project. He basically had to do the story of Christ in a video, and he did the best songs ever. I've been trying to find it on YouTube for literally 10 years because it's one of the funniest things I've ever
seen.
Was
it like a school project?
It was a school project, but he did it with all his friends. He used that song to start it off. He used Cry Me a River for the story of Judas.
Mm-hmm.
So funny.
On that,
you would not believe how accurate it is.
I saw this meme recently on Instagram. If you guys haven't gone onto the Instagram Explore page and what that means,
I do not go
so
on there.
Great. Real good. Somebody, like, I saw a meme one time and it was like, whenever you're bored, go onto YouTube and type in school project and go on most recent and see what comes up. It's so funny.
Wait, do you guys want to see my friend's school project? We'll do a segment called Bad Radio where I show a YouTube video of my friend's school project.
Where none of you guys can
also,
see it.
Also, wait, shout out to Jordan. She's leaving us for Israel tomorrow.
Bye, Jordan.
Jordan, before you go, I just want to say this.
I'm not
Happy
gonna
birthday,
see,
man.
I'm not gonna we'll see Jordan you. Until December.
Are you serious?
Honestly,
that's messed up, right?
Yeah, that's like not long enough. Like, you need a couple more months on top of that.
You guys have a Jordan, right?
She's,
you guys all have a Jordan.
Everybody has a Jordan out there.
She's
you know?
Too rational for
that
me.
That annoying girl who squawks so much. Yeah.
Oh my god, you guys suck. But anyways, love that song.
All right, segment. Song. So we were brainstorming a segment idea, and so this one's called Freaky Friday.
That's a great idea. You're so funny.
Who would you Freaky Friday with, Eric? All right, quick. While they're not paying attention, let's talk NBA playoffs.
Okay, so Bucks are in. Celtics are
in. Bucks are in. That was in. I think the Bucks are winning the East, no matter what. I don't care if it's the Raptors.
Raptors, Kawhi's hot, though, right now.
Yeah, but if they can't, they're struggling.
He's averaging like 60%.
The Bucks are going to have like 4 or 5 days of rest, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to play against the banged up Philly Sixers or the banged up Raptors. And
the Bucks are the
better team anyway. With plus 4 days of rest, they're winning the first two games easily.
You guys are so boring. No one likes sports.
We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Guess what?
Okay, real talk. You guys
don't value our friendship.
You guys watched Lonely Island as a kid?
Yes.
Of course.
Quinn is the worst.
God.
I was obsessed with Lonely Island.
I think you're saying I was obsessed
with
Quinn.
You ever see
Quinn,
the site in the song where it's like, wow, we like sports and we don't care who
Quinn
knows?
When I was a young child.
We like sports, we don't care who knows. We like sports, we don't care. That's all I know of the song.
Best song though, Boombox.
I like playing sports, watching it is one of the worst things ever, unless it's really exciting. You don't actually know
Hey, Addie's a 5-star athlete. She was recruited to Tufts for lacrosse. To be on the club lacrosse team, guys. She scored exactly 0 goals in like the 2 games she's been allowed to play in. Because she's that bad.
Quinn, you don't know what you're talking about, man.
How
are
you talking about club lacrosse like that?
Addie got redshirted. Addie got redshirted her freshman year at club lacrosse.
You guys suck.
Can't say the S word.
No.
Can we talk about how you guys are the worst. Club lacrosse have been trying to have a mixer for 2 years straight and it's still never happened.
Mix what? What does a mixer mean?
I'm
like
not
a
charge of that.
Like a drink?
What do you mean?
Guys, Jordan is texting me right now. She's listening.
No.
Jordan,
you were listening to that this whole time?
Okay, everybody give it. Okay, let me just give a profile on Jordan Isaacs for you guys.
Don't like Quinstar. Don't like Quinstar.
Jordan is.
She's my sister from another mister.
She's an average heighted, very skinny.
Brunette, not too skinny. She's a very healthy weight.
She's no, exactly.
She loves
she's not
cupcakes.
Very skinny. She's a good skinny. She
loves oatmeal raisin cookies.
She's
psychopath.
She has a limited palate. She's a limited palate. I won't lie to you. But she is a very rational and understanding
Dobby,
and good
if you're
person.
Listening, if you want to know a way to their heart, cupcakes. I'm telling you right now. Cupcakes.
Gavi already knows the way to her heart. He clearly got there. Gavi is Jordan's boyfriend, and he is also a very nice and good person.
Yes.
And Jordan, we're going to miss you so much. We love you, man. Viv is texting me. Clearly, she wants to know what's up.
Vivian.
Wait a minute. I got a question for Vivian. Vivian, you think the Bucks are going to win the East?
Yeah, definitely.
No, also, somebody pick a PSA real quick. Griffin's
got a PSA to read for everyone.
I do have a PSA to read. There are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason.
Reason. Hey.
This one saves lives.
Lives.
It's matchingdonors.com.
Donors.com.
Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants.
Range up.
In the U.S.
Dropped
up. Let me repeat. In the U.S.
U.S.
19 people die each day.
Dang.
Waiting for an organ transplant.
Waiting.
Most of them for kidneys.
Hey.
If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com.
Quinn,
home of the greatest gift of all.
I'm the Migos.
The gift of lives.
Quinn thinks he's Migos, but he's more like Migos.
Guys, have you ever seen Carpool Karaoke with Migos?
Oh. Yeah, so good.
It's so funny.
I'm watching it right now.
Which way? Carpool Karaoke is always good, but Carpool Karaoke with Migos, they did two things that I remember specifically. One of them was he played a song and asked Migos to do their kind of bits with it.
Yeah.
They literally go like with anything.
It's crazy.
They can make anything sound Migos because of the way they do the bits. Also, they took him shopping. They took him shopping. Quinn, turn that off.
We're watching the video together.
Dude, turn it off. That's awful.
Welcome to bad radio.
That's bad, Sosh.
Why are you so mad?
I'm always mad.
Wait, can we have a debate?
That's my constant state of
being. Is Jimmy Fallon funny?
No.
Yes.
He was when he was on SNL. His potential has gone significantly.
Is Adam Sandler funny, though? Is he? I don't think he is.
I used to love his
movies as a kid.
No.
Now I don't.
He's
a
sellout. He's sold out.
Top 3 Adam Sandler movies.
Waterboy, number one.
Happy Gilmore
is obviously number one and the only one. It's the only funny movie.
Have you seen Billy Madison and Waterboy?
Waterboy is so good.
I have not seen it.
Mama.
Have you seen 8 Crazy Nights?
No.
Animated film? Really fucking
really.
Funny.
Really can't say that. Oh, hey.
Don't curse.
Raindrop. Dropped up.
You guys are something funny. Last time you guys were on here, my dad was listening. He was texting me the whole time.
Yeah.
And straight up at one point, I don't know which of you two kept cursing, but he was like, can you tell that guy to shut up because he's being such a dick?
It was Quinn. Spoiler alert,
it was Quinn.
I think it was Quinn. Tell that guy to shut up right now.
If you
don't
see this
worry.
Kid on campus.
I did not tell him
your name. Addie's dad, if you're listening to this. I don't respect you.
If you see this kid on campus, his name is Quinn. He's about 5'10", 300 pounds. Beat him up.
Yeah, he's a I have a torn ACL. I walk around.
My dad would end you in 2 seconds. Have you seen him?
Yeah, I'm actually kind of scared of him. I'm not gonna lie.
He's a big guy.
He'd be lights out for you.
He's a big guy.
I'd be scared. No, I'd definitely be scared.
Yeah.
His dad's definitely intimidating. I'd be like, hey,
you respect
man.
Him. You respect him. My dad is the boss.
You know who I don't respect?
What don't you respect, Quinn?
The Philadelphia 76ers' chances of winning the East.
Music on. You guys are
going to
start talking about sports This song bumps. Luke Shea, Wonder.
What it could be like, and I was all. know I should have treated you better.
We have a lot more guests this time around. Wait, nope. Let me introduce everybody. Okay. Please don't do whatever you just did. That is a horrible noise. Guys, no. Quinn, stop. Actually, stop. Behave yourself. Okay, so we had Quinn, Eric, and Griffin before. Now we have Fiedler, Nikhil, and Vivian on. Vivian, can we hear you say hi?
Hi.
Nikhil, can we hear you say hi?
Hi.
Fiedler, can we hear you say hi?
Hi, everybody.
Fiedler, what's your last name?
Free Fridays. Let's hear it.
No, wait, I got stuff to talk about.
What do you have?
Fiedler, no, let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
I want to hear what Fiedler has to say.
So, what's the best dining hall at Tufts? Do we think Carm or do we think Duke?
Fiedler, you're
so
the
next
worst.
100% hard.
DeWick, easy money.
DeWick.
Oh,
I have done
no.
both. Okay, wait. Wet eggs versus dry eggs, DeWick.
Ew, the dry eggs are terrible.
All right, all right.
Exactly.
Polar bear versus gorilla. Who wins in a fight? Gorilla.
You guys literally can't compose yourselves, so I'm turning you off.
Petros S
depends on the environment.
Climate change.
my mind to rest. Two times click and I'm acting low. A pound of weed.
These boys are begging to have their voices heard right now. Who is fucking with the mics? Which one of you guys?
Who's freaking with the mics?
That is.
I feel
like you changed something.
I feel so bad for whoever's listening to this. Actually, guys, fix.
Please turn the channel. I'm so sorry.
I'm turning this back off.
All right. I'm out.
We could be more than just part-time lovers.
Holy shit, I got a kid.
Oh, I can sing so well.
Wonder if I can say the N-word. Wait, can I really say the N-word?
What up, my nigga? What up, my nigga? Big ups, my nigga. We are my nigga.
You pussy ass nigga. Man, fuck y'all niggas. Cause I'm that nigga, 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 nigga.
I'm that nigga.
I woke up in Chris Brown's body. So how this shit turned into Freaky Friday?
Yes, Bruce
Chicago.
What's going on,
Feeler? That was good. Not much. How are you, Addy?
Feeler, do you know you're actually on? Like, can you hear yourself?
I don't have headphones.
I spy.
Those don't work, and I can't get close enough to the... No. I recognize that I'm on right now. I need somebody to ask me a question. I got stuff to say, but I need...
Okay, what do you spy?
I need a form... I spy something green.
You spy
some
green.
I do.
Models. He's 21.
Is it that grass?
Is there evidence?
It is.
You know what's a really funny joke is that none of you listeners can look at what he's looking at.
If I were not,
no, but listeners, if you're hearing me right now, you know, you are loved and we appreciate you tuning in.
I can see Quinn being a little tricky.
I'm pretty sure Addy just turned me off, so.
No, you're still on.
Oh, I'm still on. Okay, yeah, I really wish I had headphones so I could know.
Wait,
I'm thinking. I don't know.
That's hard.
No, maybe
I don't know how to turn you
now
off.
I'm off.
Don't worry.
Wait, these mics are not the way they should be. Now, wait, what turns me off? I don't...
No. Do you want is the real question.
Nothing appears to... But I'm also not hearing myself the way I should be.
Let's just go a cappella. Who wants to sing a song?
I think you got it.
I woke up in...
Chris Brown's body.
Let's not do this.
So much.
I'm so sorry to anyone listening.
Hey, Taylor, stop talking.
all made.
We're gonna do Grindr for the
Angel.
Dental Souls.
Grindr for the Dental Souls.
Dental Student.
Dental Student. I got a gentle soul named Nikhil.
Yeah.
How would we describe this gentleman?
I don't know him well enough, but maybe that's the way it should work, right?
Yeah.
Since it's Grindr.
How would we describe him, or how would he describe himself?
Shout out Cheyenne.
Friends would call him nice guy.
Shout out Cheyenne's sister.
What would enemies call him?
Too nice.
Too nice. Eddie Ansari, what would Eddie Ansari call you?
Eddie Ansari would probably say the worst things about any good person.
Yeah.
Because Eddie Ansari is bad. Wait,
you can't say that on the air. That's tough.
Eddie Ansari is bad.
Odds are he's listening to this right now.
I would say zero.
No, it's
literally
senior bar night.
Zero.
He's probably falling off something.
He did ruin the beach.
He's probably pushing another girl onto the floor and then falling onto
the listeners, he did push Addie, our wonderful host.
Also, almost RKO'd Lizzie McGuire.
Yes, he,
that's so funny.
That's not the point. That's not what we're talking about. If we're just to describe Nikhil, one word I'd say is a nocturnal man.
That's
you know?
Two words.
Nocturnal was the active word.
Nocturnal man.
Because he hasn't slept in 6 days.
Wait, I have slept in six days.
That's false.
Nikhil, I have not either.
I'm trying to talk into my fucking.
Wait, Addy, don't say that.
What happened last night, Addy? What happened last night? I heard a crazy story.
Okay, last night.
Wait, Addy, explain what happened with you and Joe Raphael. Can you explain that?
What happened last night, Addy? Don't explain.
Don't talk about that.
All right,
okay,
true or false, Addy?
Everyone can be quiet.
You would date somebody that collects toenails. True or false?
Yeah.
No.
What?
False.
Maybe that's a ginger thing.
Wait, all right, what happened last night? I'm actually, what were we talking? Oh, she was crying at Masala.
My friends and I, we go out and we get margs, and I had gotten out of margs.
Margs is short for margaritas, for the viewers who don't understand.
Yes. Yeah, we're all obsessed with You guys, actually, stop.
I feel bad. I have a soundbite.
You're at 21.
You need to get on the radio right now. Stop doing that.
Can you see if anybody's actually listening?
No, I can't see that.
Either you declined it?
I can't see anybody.
What?
Stop talking about me. Tell my story.
Yeah, obviously.
Go, Addy. I don't know why my mic's working now.
Read the room.
Okay, you guys are all off, and I'm going to tell my story because I can't have you guys all talking at the same time.
Okay, tell
so,
your story.
So, last night, I had an Orgo exam from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. yesterday. Went badly. Immediately went to go study for my Comp 15 exam, which was from 7 to 9 p.m. These are the two worst classes I've probably ever taken in my life. So, I get out at 9. I go straight back to Lewis, and I find my friends. And they're all going out to get margaritas. We're all 21 plus, mind you. It's totally illegal. I'm allowed to talk about this. And so we all go to get margs. I had one double marg, and people were watching me and can tell you, I don't even have to back myself up, that I did not have a lot to drink last night. But that my exhaustion level was so unbelievable that I made it from Masala to the pub